For decades, elite athletes have been told to shake it off or toughen up to set aside any doubts or inner demons and focus on winning. For years, champion gymnast Simone Biles was very good at doing that. But this week, Biles decided to put her mental well-being first and withdraw from competition at the Tokyo Olympics. She talked about the intense pressure she faced leading up to these games. To get some perspective, Iris Zimmerman is joining us this morning. Iris won her first championship, world championship, in fencing at the age of 14. She went on to represent the United States in the 2000 Summer Olympic Games in Sydney, Australia. She now co-owns the Rochester Fencing Club with her sister and former Olympian Felicia Zimmerman. Iris, thank you so much for coming on. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth. Thank you for having me on.
There were obviously enormous expectations for Simone Biles in Tokyo. What went through your mind when you heard she was stepping away?
Well, first of all, I wanted to get more information. I think it's really easy to go at first and think, oh, well, she pulled out. She's not there for her team. She's, you know, being selfish. And I think sometimes we forget that there are subtleties in the sport. And talking to some former USA gymnasts, they said, you know, if she stayed in, they might not have been in medal contention. So she actually did, you know, step away, and it was a good thing for the team. And she did what was right for the team and made that decision. And also saying at the same time, hey, look, like, I'm not at my best. And the difference is when you work day to day at a computer and you're not at your best, you can walk away from that space. But she's in front of thousands of people, fans, eyeballs watching her, all that pressure, it's that much harder to walk away and to make that decision. So that was very brave of her.
Yeah, I'm sure most of us, the average person, can't comprehend the intense pressure felt by a world-class athlete competing in the Olympics. Can you talk a little bit about what your experience was like and whether it was comparable to anything else in your life outside of fencing?
I think it's the stress and pressure is enormous during the Olympic Games because you're preparing for it for 4 years, right? So you have world championships. It happens every year. You don't do well. You come back. But every fiber of your being, every molecule is pushed towards the goal, right? Everything you eat, everything you do, everything you think about is all towards the goal of the making the Olympic team for 4 years. And let alone Simone Biles and her fame, just being an athlete, a fencer, getting ready for that. And I just remember, like, all of a sudden I'm in magazines. People care about what I'm doing. They care about fencing. All of a sudden I'm under the limelight. And I think a lot of athletes also choose, you know, and think about, like, how much can I balance? I need sponsorships, so I do have to do some of these appearances. I have to be a part of some of these things. But at the same time, I have to prepare mentally. And so you have to hold all of those things, people's expectations, your sponsorship expectations, and then your own expectations, your coach's expectations. So you're holding so many things all at once. It can be very, very overwhelming, especially as a young athlete.
You know, I can't help but think, Iris, that this is a learning moment for all of us. What do you think any of us, those of us who are not even world-class athletes, can take away from Simone Biles' decision and her experience?
I think that this is a huge opportunity for us. I see it in the younger generations of understanding this is, in my generation, it was Carrie Strug breaks an ankle and she keeps going. She's got grit and she's got this and, like, you know, push, push, push yourself. And even if you're exhausted, just continue to push. And I think that we don't have enough hero stories. And I wrote about this a little bit, but we don't have enough hero stories where someone is a badass and they also take care of their mental health and they take care of themselves. And that's really hard, right? Because that person is self-validating. They're saying, look, I know your validation of me and my performance and I'm a hero to you, but I need this time for myself and that's okay to prioritize myself. And I'm actually a performance and leadership coach. And I can't tell you how many leaders have a hard time saying, look, like, I have to prioritize some rest and recovery for myself and step away and making and normalizing and creating an environment so that other people can do the same thing. Yes, you can be totally passionate about something and work towards it and put a lot of things towards it. But it doesn't mean you need to sacrifice everything in order to make that happen. And I think that's really important messaging for everyone, is to understand that there's an and. It's not an either or situation. Yes, you can push yourself really hard, but you can also take some time for yourself. You can also make mistakes. You can also perform poorly, but it doesn't mean you're not going to get up the next day and you're going to try your best again. And I think those are the lessons that we need to learn from Simone Biles. We need to see this as a hero story, as a brave story, rather than, oh, she quit or she gave up. Because if we keep doing that, we're going to continue to normalize behavior that creates burnout, that creates depression, that creates even students who only think they're only as good as the next A. The person who does sales who only thinks that they're as good as the next sale that they make. And that's not true. You're much more than that, and you have to take care of yourself in order to be good for yourself and for others in your life.
Iris, thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
Iris Zimmerman represented the U.S. in fencing in the 2000 Summer Olympic Games in Sydney, and today she is co-owner of Rochester Fencing Club.